إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid, and ask His forgiveness. We seek the refuge of Allah from the evil of ourselves, and we also seek the refuge of Allah from the consequences of our evil actions. مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهِ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهِ. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهِ. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, then there is none who can guide him. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهِ. I bear witness there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the worshipper of Allah and His final messenger. أَمَّا بَعْدْ فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. Thereafter, the best of speech is the book of Allah, Al-Qur'an. وَخَيْرَ الْهَدِي هَدِي مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. And the best of guidance is the guidance of our beloved Prophet Muhammad صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. وَإِنَّ شَرَّ الْأُمُورُ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا. Indeed, the most evil of affairs are those matters which people have newly innovated and introduced into this religion. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ. For indeed every newly innovated matter in this religion is a bid'ah. وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every bid'ah is misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And every misguidance only leads to the fire. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. O people of Iman, O you who have believed, fear Allah as He ought to be feared. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And do not die except in a state of being Muslims. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. O people of Iman, fear Allah, have taqwa of Allah, and only say a word of truth. يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. He will rectify for you your affairs. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And forgive for you your sins. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And whoever shows obedience to Allah and His Messenger, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Then indeed he has achieved a great success. معشر المسلمين عباد الله. Indeed Allah عز وجل, He has aided the truth and given victory to the truth through His ayat and His mu'jizat, through His signs and the miracles that He shows. So He helped, aided and supported the prophets and the messengers against their enemies with His ayat, with His signs. And He aids and supports His awliya against their enemies with His mu'jizat, with His miracles. And all of this is in order for the truth to be victorious and for the truth to gain ascendancy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has promised that the truth and the religion of Islam will be the most victorious. يُرِيدُونَ أَن يُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ. They want to extinguish the light of Allah. بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. With their mouths. وَيَأْبَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا أَن يُتِمَّ نُورَهُ. However, Allah refuses except that His light will become apparent. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Even if the kuffar, they detest and they hate it. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق. He, Allah, He is the one who has sent His messenger with guidance and the religion of truth. لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. In order for him to make this victorious over all of the other religions. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ. Even if the people of shirk, they detest it. So in these noble ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He promised us and He told us that the enemies of Islam, the mushrikun, Ahlul Kitab, they want to extinguish the light of Allah. They want to falsify the guidance and the religion of truth which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent with. And they do this with their mouths, i.e. with lies, fabrications, and doubts about Islam. However, their example is like the example of a person who tries to block the rays of the sun, or a person who tries to block the radiation of the moon. It is not possible. And just as that is not possible, then it will not be possible for those people who fabricate and lie about Islam to prevent the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becoming complete. So that which He sent His prophets and His messengers with will be victorious and it will be complete. And this great religion of Islam will gain victory over all of the other religions. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith of Thawban radiallahu anhu in Sahih Muslim, إِنَّ اللَّهَ زَوَالِيَ الْأَرْضِ. Indeed Allah, He folded up for me the earth. I could see the earth. مَشَارِقَهَا وَمَغَارِبَهَا. It's east and it's west. وَسَيَبْلُغُ مُلْكُ أُمَّتِي مَا زُوِيَ لِي مِنْهَا. And the kingdom of my ummah, the kingdom of Islam, it will reach as far as the earth was folded up, meaning the east and the west. And Tamim al-Dari radiallahu anhu, he narrates in Musnad al-Imam Ahmad that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيَبْلُغَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرِ مَا بَلَغَ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارِ. That this affair, i.e. the affair of Islam, it will reach every place in which the light, the day and the night reach. وَلَا يَتْرُكَ اللَّهُ بَيْتَ مَدَرٍ وَلَا وَبَرٍ إِلَّا أَدْخَلَهُ هَذَا الدِّينِ. And Allah will not leave any house, whether it is a house in the cities or the houses of the nomads, the tents of the nomads, except that the religion of Islam will enter into those houses. بِعِزِّ عَزِيزٍ أَوْ بِذِلِّ ذَلِيلٍ. Whether a person wants to be honored, Islam will reach his house. And whether a person wants to be humiliated, Islam will reach his house. عِزًّا يَعِزَّ اللَّهُ بِهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. Honor which Allah will give through al-Islam. وَذِلًّا يُذِلُّ اللَّهُ بِهِ الْكُفَرِ. And humiliation that Allah will bring about due to disbelief. The narrator of this hadith, Tamim al-Dari radiallahu anhu, when he heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying this, and when he used to narrate this hadith afterwards, he then said, وَقَدْ عَرَفْتُ ذَٰلِكَ فِي أَهْلِ بَيْتِي. That this prophecy that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made, the honor through Islam and humiliation through disbelief, he said, I saw this in my own family. لَقَدْ أَصَابَ مَنْ أَسْلَمَ مِنْهُمْ الْخَيْرَ وَالشَّرَفَ وَالْعِزِ. That those people amongst my family who accepted Islam, then much goodness came to them, honor and status came to them, and they had عِز, they had honor in this world. وَلَقَدْ أَصَابَ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ كَانَ كَافِرًا. And as for those from my family who remained as disbelievers, then they were afflicted by al-dhil wa-sighar wal-jizya, by humiliation and belittlement and the jizya. And Allah said in the Quran regarding the enemies of Islam, وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهِ. They plot, and Allah also plots. وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. And Allah is the best of the plotters. So the enemies of Islam, they try to doubt Islam through inventing fabrications and lies regarding Islam. So sometimes they insult and mock the Prophet of Islam. And sometimes they try to corrupt and spoil the beautiful image of Islam. Other times they seek to doubt the just laws and punishments of Islam. And other times they try to doubt the Quran and the ayat of the Quran. And they try to doubt the fact that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran, which is the book of the Muslims, there is no doubt that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah told us Himself, He said, Alif Lameen, Dhalika al-Kitab. Alif Lameen, that is the book, I the Quran. La Rayba Fi. There is no doubt in it. There is no doubt in it that it is the truth. There is no doubt in it that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, the Quran is the greatest sign and miracle which Allah has given in order to aid the truth and the Prophet of truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He took an oath. He swore an oath by one of the greatest forms of creation. He said, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِمَوَاقِعِ النُّجُومِ. He said, I take an oath. I swear an oath by the position of the stars. وَإِنَّهُ لَقَسَمٌ لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عَظِيمٌ. And this oath which I am taking, if you truly know, it is a great oath. Because of the greatness and the vast nature of the stars. And what did he take this oath by? He swore by the stars and the position of the stars. And then he said that, pay attention. This is a great, magnificent oath that I am swearing by. Upon the creation of the great stars, what is the oath? He said, إِنَّهُ لَقُرْآنٌ كَرِيمٌ. That this Qur'an, it is a noble Qur'an. This Qur'an is not like the people of deviation, misguidance and disbelief say. It is not lies. Neither is it fabrication. Nor is it poetry, magic, fortune telling. Rather, it is إِنَّهُ قُرْآنٌ كَرِيمٌ. It is a noble Qur'an. فِي كِتَابٍ مَكْنُونٌ. It has been preserved in the book, أي اللوح المحفوظ. لَا يَمُسُّهُ إِلَّا الْمُطَهَّرُونَ. Only the beings of purity touch it. تَنْزِيلٌ مِنْ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And it has been sent down from the Lord of the worlds. And in this Qur'an is our honor and our status. As Allah said in the Qur'an, لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ. Verily we have sent upon you a book, I the Qur'an. In it is your dhikr, your remembrance, your mentioning. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, when he was making tafsir of this ayah, he said, فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ. In it is your dhikr, your mentioning, your remembrance. Ay sharafukum. Ay your honor. Your honor is in this Quran. So those who value the Quran and appreciate the Quran and give it its true measure and honor, then in it is the honor of those people. Kitabullah. It is the book of Allah. فِيهِ خَبَرُ مَا قَبْلَكُمْ. It contains the news and information, stories of those who came before you. وَالنَّبَأُ مَا بَعْدَكُمْ. And it contains the prophecies of that which will occur afterwards. وَحُكْمُ مَا بَيْنَكُمْ. And the Qur'an contains the judgment between you. هُوَ الْفَصْلُ لَيْسَ بِالْهَزَلْ. And it is the criterion and it is no joke. هُوَ الَّذِي لَا تُزِيغُ بِهِ الْأَهْوَىٰ. It is the Qur'an. If people stick to it, then their desires will not be deviated. وَلَا يَشْبَعُ مِنْهُ الْعُلَمَاءُ. And it is the Qur'an that the scholars are never full of. They always want more and more and more. مَنِ ابْتَغَ الْهُدَى فِي غَيْرِهِ أَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ. Whoever seeks honor, whoever seeks guidance through other than the Qur'an, then they will be misguided by Allah. So this Qur'an, it is Qur'anun Kareem. It is a noble Qur'an, a great Qur'an. And in it is the honor of Islam and the Muslims. And for this reason, the people of disbelief, the enemies of Islam, they bring about doubts and lies about the Qur'an. And these doubts and these plots that the enemies of Islam bring, they are not something which is new. Since the Qur'an was revealed, up until now, more and more doubts are being brought about the Qur'an. Like that which occurred only a few days ago and a few weeks ago. That they claimed a new Mus'haf of the Qur'an has been found. And it is the oldest Mus'haf of the Qur'an. And then they said that this Mus'haf is older than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is a doubt that the enemies of Islam have now brought about the Qur'an. And therefore upon the Muslims is firstly to know the correct aqidah and the correct belief regarding the Qur'an. What is the belief of Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah regarding the Qur'an? Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimullah, he said, Al-Qur'an kalamullah. The Qur'an, it is the speech of Allah. It is the speech of Allah which Allah spoke with. These ayat which we recite, these are the very words and very speech of Allah which He also spoke with. مُنَزَّلٌ غَيْرُ مَخْلُوقٌ. It has been revealed down and it has not been created. مِنْهُ بَدَأَ وَإِلَيْهِ يَعُودُ. From Allah it came and to Allah it will return. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ تَكَلَّمَ بِهِ حَقِيقَةً. And Allah spoke with this Qur'an physically, in reality He spoke with the Qur'an. فَهُوَ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ حُرُوفُهُ وَمَعَانِي. So the Qur'an, the words in the Qur'an, the ayat in the Qur'an, these are the words of Allah. These are the letters which Allah spoke with. And the meanings are also from Allah. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَكَلَّمَ بِالْقُرْآنِ. So Allah spoke with the Qur'an. فَسَمِعَ مِنْهُ جِبْرِيلِ. And Jibreel alayhi salam, the angel, he used to hear the words of Allah being spoken by Allah. فَبَلَّغَهُ مُحَمَّدًا صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And then Jibreel would take these words of Allah and convey them to Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَالْقُرْآنُ مَوْجُودٌ فِي لَوْحِ الْمَحْفُوظِ. And the Qur'an is preserved in اللوح المحفوظ, in the preserved tablet. As Allah said in the Qur'an, بَلْ هُوَ قُرْآنٌ مَجِيدٌ. Rather it is the magnificent Qur'an, fi lawh al-mahfuz, in the preserved tablet. And upon us is to know, O Muslims, how did this Quran reach us? How has the Quran come to us in our time today? These masahif which we see, the physical copies of the Quran, how have they reached us today? I said that the Quran, it is the real speech of Allah. The words, the letters, the ayat and the meanings, all of them are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Jibreel alayhi salam used to hear this from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he used to take these words and come to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he used to reveal these words, these ayat in the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. نَزَلَ بِهِ الْرُوحُ الْأَمِينُ. Allah says, the trustworthy angel, Jibreel alayhi salam, he descended down with it, i.e. with the words of Allah. عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنْذِرِينَ. Into your heart, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that you may be a person who warns the others. So Jibreel alayhi salam, he used to come and he used to reveal these words of Allah into the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And a hadith mentioned how this revelation used to take place. That sometimes it used to be a cold day in Medina. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to be sweating due to the heaviness of the revelation. As Allah said, "Inna sanulqi alayka qawlan thaqila." Indeed, we will put upon you a heavy statement, i.e. the Quran. It isn't something which is light. And Ummul Mumineen, Aisha radiallahu anha, she mentions how one day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was resting his blessed head on her lap. And the revelation came. And she said, فَأَحْسَسْتُ كَأَنَّ فَخِذِي قُطِعَتْ مِنْ ثِقْلِ الْوَحِي. I felt as if my thigh was being cut off due to the heaviness and the weight of this revelation. And also Jibreel alayhi salam, he used to come and he used to teach the Quran to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Recite and practice the Quran with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As he mentioned that every year in Ramadan he would come once and recite the whole Quran with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in the last Ramadan of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Jibreel alayhi salam came twice and he recited all of the Quran up until what had been revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to then convey the same Quran, the same words as they were revealed to the companions. He used to recite it upon them and teach them its recitation, teach them its tajweed. Some of them would memorize. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to listen to the recitation of the companions. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu mentions, مَا كُنَّا نَتَجَاوَزْ عَشْرَ آيَاتٍ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. That we never used to go more or learn more than 10 ayat from the Qur'an. حَتَّى نَعْلَمَهَا وَنَعْمَلَ بِهَا. Until we learn its knowledge and we learn its implementation and its actions. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to teach the companions a small number of ayat, and he would not teach them anymore. And he would teach them its recitation, its tajweed, its dhabt, by being precise in how it is recited, its tafsir, its explanation, its knowledge, the deductions, the benefits that come out of the ayat, and also how to implement the ayat. And once they had done this, then he would go on to the next few ayat of the Qur'an. And he would teach them and listen from them the recitation of the Qur'an. And then the companions, they would do the same to their children, their students, their servants. Then after that, the tabi'een and the atba tabi'een, the generations who came, they would do the same with the generations who came afterwards. And like this, the Qur'an came to us with the teacher teaching it to the student and listening to the student, it came to us. And the companions, they used to preserve the Qur'an in two ways. Number one, through writing. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was not somebody who could read or write. He was ummi. He was unlettered, illiterate, i.e. he could not read or write. But a few of the companions, they were able to read and write. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to allow some of them to write down the ayat of the Qur'an on stones, on leaves, on skin, on leather, whatever they could find. And the writers of the Qur'an, the scribes of the Qur'an, they were called Kuttab al-Wahi, the scribes of the revelation. Amongst them were the four Khulafa al-Rashideen. Amongst them were Ubay ibn Ka'b, Zayd ibn Thabit, Mu'adh ibn Jabal, Thabit ibn Qais, Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, Mughirah ibn Shu'bah, and others. And Ibn Kathir rahimullah mentions that there were 23 companions altogether who used to write down ayat from the Quran. And the second way in which the Quran was preserved and protected, and this is the main way, is in the hearts and the chests of the men and the women. And they were called Al-Qurra, the reciters, or Al-Huffaz, the memorizers of the Qur'an. And there were many, many companions. Amongst them, the four Khulafa al-Rashideen, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Hudhaifah ibn al-Yaman, Abdullah ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Abbas, Amr ibn al-As, Abdullah ibn Zubayr, Aisha, Salama, Hafsa, radiallahu anhum ajma'een. And there were many companions who would memorize the Qur'an with its correct recitation, correct tajweed amongst the men and the women. And this is how the Quran came to us today. And even and Ahlul Islam, the people of Islam, we have with this a particular science or a particular methodology of the Quran being preserved. It is called Al-Isnad, the chain of narration. I, the Quran is learnt by a student today from his teacher. And this teacher learnt it directly from his teacher. And his teacher learnt it directly from his teacher up until it reaches the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then it reaches Jibreel alayhi salam. And then it reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And each time the teacher teaches the student and listens to the student. And even today, 1435 years after the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or after his hijrah, there are chains of narration with only 27 people or 28 people. Meaning there are people alive today. And between them and between the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are only 27 people. Such that we know that the Quran, it has not changed by even a single letter. And for this reason, from the miracles of the Quran, is that we see hundreds of thousands, if not millions of Muslims who have memorized the Quran. From the beginning to the end, from the east to the west, from China to India to Europe to America. And each one of these huffaz memorizes of the Quran, when they recite, then the ayat and the sequence and the words and even the harakat, even the vowels are the same. There is no difference between any reciter of the Quran from the east to the west. Millions of them. So this is the main way how the Quran has come to us today. And I mentioned that the companions, they had written down the Quran in various forms. Stones, leather, skin, animal skin, leaves, trees and things like this. And there came a time after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away that the Huffaz or the Qurra, the memorizers of the Quran, they were passing away slowly and slowly. They were becoming older and older. Some of them were being martyred in the battles. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he wanted to preserve the Quran and collect all of the Quran in a single copy. So he took the advice of his senior companions and they agreed that this should be done. So he took one of the writers of the Quran and one of the memorizers of the Quran, and he was Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu. And he said to him that we want you to go to all of the people, all of the companions, and collect the writings of the Quran into a single book. And Zayd ibn Thabit, and the hadith is in Sahih Bukhari, he said, by Allah, if they had told me to move a mountain, then this would have been easier than the responsibility of bringing together the Quran. So he used to go to all of the companions, all of the memorizers, all of the writers, all of the scribes, and collect what they used to have. And he had a particular methodology when it came to writing an ayah. He would not write an ayah in his copy of the Quran unless two of the companions who were memorizers of the Quran, both of them would bear witness that they heard this ayah from the mouth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So every ayah in the Quran, at least two companions from the memorizers of the Quran, they had to bear witness that yes, indeed we heard these words from the mouth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he himself was a memorizer of the Quran. Only then would he write the ayat in the Quran. And this is how the Quran was compiled and it came to us today. Through number one, the memorizers in the hearts and the chests of the men and the women. And this is a primary source of the conveying of the Quran. And secondly, through the writing of the Quran and the compilation of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Zayd ibn Thabit, and then later on Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhum ajma'in. Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ba'd, ibadallah, ayyuhal muslimun. Us as Muslims, We have absolute certainty, absolute yaqeen, without an inch of doubt, that the Qur'an which has come to us today is the very same Qur'an which was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Due to our methodology of isnad and ijaza, the teacher giving permission to the student to convey the Qur'an only after having perfected it, we know with certainty that it is the same Qur'an and there is no changing, not even a letter in the Qur'an. And we know that this is the same Qur'an which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. Recently, as all of you will have heard, there was a doubt that was going around that in Birmingham, in the University of Birmingham, they found the oldest copy of the Qur'an. And this plot from the enemies of Islam, it was in two stages. First, they said that the oldest manuscript has been found. And there is no change between the oldest manuscript and the Qur'an of today. So all of the Muslims became happy. And then a month later or 2 months later, they said, by the way, this manuscript which you are now becoming happy with, carbon dating has showed us that it is before the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And therefore a Muslim should learn that we shouldn't, or these artifacts that are found by the non-Muslims, it doesn't bear any relevance with the Muslims. Neither do we rejoice, neither are we saddened. Because we have our own sciences, our own methodology, and the Qur'an was revealed and conveyed in the chests and the hearts of the people before it being written. And also, had this been true, that the Qur'an was there before the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then no doubt the Quraysh would have known of this. And the Quraysh were the most severe enemies of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They used to bring any possible doubt in order to doubt the Qur'an and falsify the Qur'an. So surely they would have said, O Muhammad, this what you're reciting, this manuscript is already with us before you even came. And yet we don't find this. In fact, they said the very opposite. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالَوْا إِلَى مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ. When it is said to them, the mushrikeen, the Quraysh, come to that which has been revealed by Allah, i.e. the Qur'an. وَإِلَى الرَّسُولِ, and also come to the messenger. قَالُوا, what did they reply? They said, حَسْبُنَا مَا وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا. They said, it is enough for us, that which we found with our forefathers. Meaning, the words which are being revealed to you, this Qur'an that you are claiming, it isn't with our fathers. We don't know this from before. And it's enough for us whatever was with our fathers. So if those people 1435 years ago, they refused to accept the Qur'an because it wasn't around and it was something new, then how is it possible for people to come later on and say, no, rather it was old? So it shows a contradiction of these people. And therefore the obligation upon the Muslim is to know the Qur'an, to know the correct aqidah regarding the Qur'an, and to have knowledge and certainty regarding how the Qur'an has been revealed to us. And that as Muslims, we have our own sciences, our own methodologies. We rely on memorization and that which is mutawatir. And we don't rely upon artifacts and that which comes and that which goes. أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إن الله غفور رحيم أقيم الصلاة.